Around 9:15 on Thursday evening, I received a text about a bald eagle flying around the Alaska Ship Supply grocery store. So, naturally, I hopped out of bed, grabbed my recording equipment, and headed across the island.
You see it? Over here. You want to come here?
Yeah.
It's right over here.
You see the top? Yeah, you see that black?
Oh, I think I do see it.
Yeah, that's the one. Right on top of that sign.
I see a stick.
Yep, yep, that's the police. When I pulled up to the store, two cop cars sat in the parking lot. The front entrance was wide open, the building was dark inside, and a few Alaska Ship employees stood outside, watching through the windows while shepherding customers away.
How long ago was the eagle went in there?
Before dinner.
Huh?
Before dinner.
Yeah. Hey, don't go inside.
No, I'm not going inside. Because I don't wanna see the eagle. It's gonna bite me.
Yeah, we're closing for a little bit.
According to store employees, the eagle got in through the back of the building, and by the time I arrived on site, it had been inside for about 45 minutes. One employee, Carl Cristobal, said he's heard of a few getting into the warehouse at the back of the store, but never actually inside where customers do their shopping.
Happened like four times, I guess. Yeah, just this one, just first time in the inside.
Two police officers, a couple other store employees, and volunteer Bree McGrath, a fisheries biologist with the local Department of Fish and Game, used long PVC pipes, pieces of cardboard, and blankets to try to guide the eagle out of the store.
I wonder if there's a good way to get up to that area, because I might be able to just grab her.
Hey, where's it at?
She's up
there's
here.
There's a door there.
Is there a way to get up?
After over an hour of being chased up and down the aisles, the bird finally got tired and fell to the ground. McGrath gently but quickly trapped it in a fleece blanket, carried it outside, and set it free near Margaret Bay. McGrath says this wasn't the first time she's wrangled a trapped eagle in her 3 years on the island, but she was worried about how long it was going to take to get this particular one out of the local ship supply.
We've had one that was in a frozen warehouse similar to this, like the same size, and we couldn't get it out for 3 weeks. I mean, they got it out eventually, but it just wouldn't come out. It's hard to get them out of those rafters.
By the end of it, the bird wasn't the only one that seemed exhausted. As she worked to catch her breath while answering my questions, it was clear that this was also a battle for McGrath.
Yeah, I've never had one fight that hard. She was struggling, but I think she'll be okay now.
Despite a minor talon injury, she says the eagle looked good overall and thinks it'll be just fine. In Unalaska, I'm Maggie Nelson.
Nice job, Marie. Nice job, guys.